well.
Get in the dick. Happy Pride, bitches. It's time, Zach.
It is.
Hey, happy Pride, confidants, confident bottoms, and tower bottoms. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know
everything.
I'm your host, Zach Nui Towers.
And I'm Kelsey Dara.
Oh my God, it's Pride.
Is there a world in which people don't know our voices and they think...
Just the idea that people might get our voices confused, LOL.
Is funny.
Because I got more of a vocal fry.
And you, I think your voice is deeper than mine.
Oh, for sure. That's not a question. That's for sure.
You said happy pride.
Yeah.
Happy pride.
I think this is the first pride that I've really felt prideful because... In a long time, at least, because okay. I was in a relation.
Oh, and you were hetero, I felt so a little hetero. Heteronormative.
Yeah. And so this is the first time that I'm like, I've been eating pussy.
Dude, you've been slanging puss all over town.
Slanging, taking.
Yeah.
Putting it on a hat, twirling it around. speaking of some quick. Why is there a button working?
Oh, it costs way too much.
Oh, wait. Here we go.
Bing bong.
Housekeeping. So quick housekeeping, Zach, I got a mouth STD.
Oh my God. You kind of know.
This
and I've always suspected, but it's okay. Nice for it to be confirmed.
Okay. Listen, y'all.
Oh my God. I'm going to be vulnerable after this. I'm just saying. So just know you're not walking out to the edge of the cliff on your own.
Funniest thing you've ever done in our friendship. You literally just had the like most cute, innocent look on your face. And you went, I'm going to be vulnerable after this. Like, whoa. I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled.
You're going to love how it's connected too.
Are you sure? I don't know if I can wait to hear how vulnerable you're about to be.
I have throat gonorrhea.
Right now?
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe not right now. I got the shot in my butt. Like 3 days ago.
Okay.
So it's probably like asymptomatic. Uh-huh. A dude that I had a beautiful oral experience with texted me and he's like, hey, I know not the text to get, but I tested positive for gonorrhea. You might want to get tested. Mind you, I had gotten a clean bill of health 3 days before this text came in. And I was like, God damn it.
You gotta go back.
And I went, I just got tested for throat gonorrhea. Sure enough, it was positive. And the doctor, I was like, yeah, I've had throat gonorrhea before.
Is it an instant test?
No. Okay. But I go to Men's Health Foundation, which is right by Hamburger Mary's. And I think anyone can, especially in the queer community. The tests are like basically next day, maybe 2 days. And then I was in to get treated.
And it's a shot? Next day.
Shot in the butt.
Huh. What is that? Antibiotics?
Penicillin?
Oh, sure.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't ask questions.
Don't Google it.
Exactly. But it does. It does feel like someone's punched you in the ass harder.
Dude,
it hits muscle or something, and it just.
That's what I get for my sinus infections.
Oh my God.
I get that every fucking month. And I know exactly what you're talking about. And you sit on it later and you're like, the fuck?
Yeah. I purposely went for a long walk to like keep the blood, to make the blood flow.
Well then perfect segue into speaking of ass.
Yeah.
Okay, so I say mouth STD. It's not really because that was an actual literal mouth STD that you're talking about.
Throat to be specific.
Throat to be specific.
I like to think it went all the way down to like the
your
base of my throat.
Oh, I would imagine it in your tum-tum. Like, we're gonorrhea. What's going on in here? I hooked up with a married man who is in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. And he lives in New Zealand.
Always?
Yes. And he was here for work. And we matched on an app. We went out. He was very cute.
Really?
Very cute, Zachary.
What did you go out to do? What was that like?
We met at a park to play with Hippo.
Oh, perfect.
And I brought snacks.
What a great icebreaker.
Yeah. And he, you know, his wife knows all about his openness. They're newly open. So I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Yes.
And we talked about all our boundaries, our wants and desires.
Oh,
yeah. And then I invite him back.
Wait. What were the snacks? I cannot believe.
We did.
You didn't think we'd want to know what the snacks were.
I actually got him like these noodles because I was like, when you're in LA, you
got a park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like, you know, it was easy, snackable. Like, it's in a container.
Noodles in a bowl.
Not a bowl, like a to-go Chinese box.
Okay.
And we get back to my place, and he... Okay. I don't want this to sound mean, but do you remember...
I can't wait. It's going to be so mean.
Do you remember a few episodes ago when we talked about our icks, and... I said one that bothers me is like when all of a sudden his voice goes high when he's like talking dirty to me.
I know exactly what you're talking about. He just gave me full body chills. Yeah. In a bad way.
He did that, but with his laugh. And it was after every time we like did anything. So if we would kiss, he'd go.
Ew. Why?
Oh.
Guys are always being like, girls are extra. Gay guys are extra. That's extra.
Dude. And I was like, all right, we can see past this. He's super hot. And then he proceeds to only want to eat my ass for a very long time.
As someone who's participating in like a kind of heterosexual experience, do you see that as a red flag?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
I'm like, go off, King.
Okay.
My, like, it's, if I had the choice of all the things to be done down
there,
it's not my top two, but go off. I literally like propped up a pillow and was just like, he really is going at it. And like, we would do other stuff and he would go soft.
Go back to the ass.
Yeah, he would go soft. And then when he went back to eating my butt, hard as rock.
Did you know this about him before?
No. That's he wasn't like, I'm really here to eat ass.
Also, when a guy's down there, do you have to worry about cross-contamination?
Dog. Okay, so I, in my mind, was like, do you want me to go wash off?
Yeah,
because like, I was just wearing jeans at a park.
Yeah, I'll do a deep scrub.
He didn't, nope. He liked it dirty. And
he said that specifically, like sweaty.
Well, when hole. I offered to go like clean up, he was like, no. It sounded like a little troll was eating my ass.
No!
And then we kiss, right? So we're like kissing, going to ATM.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay.
Google that, guys.
It is Pride Month.
Yes. Thank you.
And Kelsey just dropped the first ATM
of the season.
I don't know what that is. Turn off Google Safe Search and Google the shit out of it.
You know what? We should Google it. We need the opposite of
Google it.
And so then I'm like, right, whatever. Have a great time. See you. Bye. We might try to hang out before he leaves again, but he was off to Vegas for a show and then he had to go to Hawaii for
was
a show.
Was the dick good though?
Yeah, it was great. It was long. It's my second long dick.
No, long is not actually the word I want
to
hear.
I swear to God, next time I unveil a dick and it's long, I'm just going to start laughing because that is all I'm getting lately.
Long dicks?
Long.
Not
girthy.
So not, oh, they are girthy.
No, not girthy.
Ew. Okay, I don't like this.
And
visual.
Sir's dick is literally a puzzle piece, like fits in me perfectly.
Oh my
so
God.
The fact that I keep getting these long dongs, it really puts a damper on my day. My long dong damper.
I want that Hallmark card. Like, your dick is the missing puzzle piece of my puss.
We should make them.
We really should.
Speaking of housekeeping, we ship our stickers internationally.
Oh my
now
God,
confident
yes.
Bottom.
We did this dumb bitch thing where we just assumed it cost $40 to mail
let's
something.
Let's be clear. I did the dumb bitch thing and tried to send it by a package.
Oh, that's insane.
To send an envelope is $1.45.
Great.
So we will ship it to you internationally if you provide the shipping. Venmo us at Kelsey-Dara or Kelsey-Dara on PayPal.
It's donation-based, but it's like, send us whatever money you possibly can. Like, the largest number that doesn't make you too uncomfortable.
Anyway, okay, so the guy who wouldn't stop me in my ass goes off to Vegas. He texts me on Monday the same thing that your guy did. Hey, I know this isn't the text you probably want to see here, but he says, I have a really bad sore throat with ulcers in my mouth. Mm. And I'm like, oh, fuck. This is going to be the first time I get a cold sore.
Uh-huh.
Never had a cold sore before. Not that it matters, but I just didn't want one at that moment. Not shaming. And he's like, no, ulcers. Like, they're like in my mouth and around, like inside my lips. And I shit you not, that day I had been like, man, I got a canker sore, like under my lip for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe I ate something too spicy. Zach, it turns out the spicy thing is my ass.
Oh!
Because this man
fire
ATM'd
packets.
Me. My own butt gave me what is called foot and mouth.
Wait,
is hand and mouth and foot and mouth. It's the same thing babies get.
It's ass to mouth?
Yes, but it's called foot to mouth. It's basically an E. coli-ish disease.
Wait. Foot to mouth
is what babies
when
get.
When they put their feet in their mouths?
Yes. But it's the same thing, but with my own asshole.
But you fucking put your
butthole
on your mouth.
And his mouth, because he got it bad. I didn't get sick, but I just had
What are you doing down there?
Dog.
What are you cooking?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And so I was like, I'll go get tested too. I went to the doctor and she was like, yeah, that's going to be herpes. And I went, what? And I was like, no, they're like ulcers. And she goes, oh, well, open your mouth all the way. And I go, there's one here. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's definitely not herpes. So she went from like, that's definitely herpes to that's not herpes in 5 seconds because she didn't ask me to open my mouth all the way.
Doctors.
And she even said, oh, I might swab you and it might say negative for herpes, but I can tell that this is. And then I go, no, but look in my mouth because there was ulcers like on the roof of my mouth. And she went, oh, that's definitely, no, yeah, that's definitely not herpes.
First
and
of
I
all,
went, bitch.
What an emotional roller coaster.
I was pissed at her.
We also need to destigmatize herpes because it's ultimately not that big of a deal. But
no, that's who cares?
So
rude.
It's just fucked up.
And she was like, no, a herpes is one, but on the lip, on the outside. And she's like, because you have multiple ulcers, that's how I know it's not.
Wait. Is this I think you're about to hit, don't Google it, but herpes are outside.
Don't Google it.
Damn it.
Typically,
they're outside.
Yes.
Okay.
She's like, you can technically get herpes anywhere. You can get on your fucking eyeball.
Like on the wet part?
Yeah. You can get on the dry part. You can get on your crusty toe. But she said that's like the tall tale place. But so turned out I just had
the tall tale.
Yeah.
Telltale.
I thought it was, oh no, I'm having a Tupperware moment. Telltale?
Nope. Telltale.
It's telltale?
Yeah, telltale sign.
Why did I think it was
tall tale? Is like Jack Bunyan or whatever.
Wait, Jack Bunyan? You mean Jack
Paul
the
Bunyan.
Beanstalk?
Paul Bunyan is a tall tale.
There's no such thing as a
Will
tall
hit the
tale.
Don't Google it.
Don't Google it. Wait.
It's a telltale sign of something like that's going on.
No.
Telltale.
I've always said tall tale. Like that's a tall drink of water.
Well, that's a different thing altogether.
Anna, we just gave you the TikTok clip.
Did you think that it was like tall just meant
like a wide
extravagant?
Like a tall tale sign.
Maybe that is what you meant, but telltale sign is like indicative of something.
Of course, it's not what I meant. A telltale? That doesn't even feel right coming out of my mouth.
Of course it wouldn't. You got canker sores all over it. I got ass juice in your mouth.
Yo. Anyway.
Wow, this kiwi ass eater really
got antibiotics. He definitely got the shit end of the got the bottom of
he did.
The totem pole. But fuck. Anyway, antibiotics.
Same girl.
Yeah. Same girl, same antibiotic. And I had a sinus infection from like 2 weeks ago still lingering.
Wait, this is also interesting because didn't know. I don't know if this has hit the straight-ish community.
Tell me.
Doxypep?
Never heard of it.
It is,
doxycycline?
Kelsey. It is, probably. It's for post-exposure for STIs.
Uh-huh.
So you take 2 doxypeps.
You've told me about this.
No, I just learned about it. You take 2 within 72 hours of a sexual experience if you have a reason to believe they gave you an STI, and it nips it in the bud. 87% effective.
Where do I get this?
Dude, my clinic guy sent me a prescription. And I'm praying to God I don't need to use it, but it's so nice. It's like it's like plan B,
but for STIs.
Yeah, but for ass to mouth disease.
Here's the thing though, most STIs don't show up.
I know, but I think it's like that thing of like Pride weekend.
You're taking
it.
I hooked
up with like 4 guys, like blah blah blah. Monday morning, I'm taking it.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe to change the word prescription to subscription.
You know,
when you're that gay, get a subscription to it. You know what I mean?
I'm renewing my subscription, my ad-free slut pills. Slut pills?
Merch. Immediately, we're making stickers that say slut pills.
Did you take your slut pills this morning?
Oh, my God. And a slut pill could be anything. It could be Plan B.
Birth control.
It could be your antibiotics for your throat gonorrhea.
Yes.
Slut pills.
It could be also mints.
Yeah, it could just be, I'm taking my slut pill today because I want to be a little more slutty.
Uh-huh.
I can see it already. It's like a pill, and it's a slut pill, and it's half pink, half white, and then it's glittery. We're making that merch today.
Okay.
After this podcast.
Kelsey gets this crazy look in her eye, and you guys can't see it because she's facing me, but I can see the wheels turning, and it's so scary.
So what do you call this? My meth behavior.
Oh, my God. Methy behavior. Like, not messy, methy.
It's so methy.
She's methy.
Before
we move out of housekeeping, I want to promote that I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, headlining One Night Only.
One Night Only. Exclusive.
CB Live.
Okay.
Something in Blues. I think it's like a music venue normally, but they also do stand-up.
When?
June 15th.
So soon.
Yeah.
How fun.
And then I'm also going to be in Portland, Oregon on June 20th, in Vancouver, BC, the 21st, and Seattle, Washington, the 22nd.
You have so much pride stuff.
Dude.
You're getting booked left and right. Meanwhile, nobody wanted one single bisexual for
Pride
Month.
What do you mean?
Brand deals?
Oh, you?
I usually at least get a Pride deal a year.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Being bi. I've finally been erased.
Oh. Kelsey?
Anyway.
Kelsey.
Where are you? But listen, this ain't too much a transition because we're already talking about gay pride shit.
We're getting very good at this. 22 episodes in, we're finally hitting our stride.
But before we do that, let's go to a break.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can dress them up. I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Confidants, sober girlies, are you looking to cut back or cut out alcohol this year? Come on, join me and Zach on our sober journeys. Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. We've recreated the cocktails you know and love, like a lime margarita and a grapefruit paloma, so you can enjoy the flavors and feelings of those cocktails without the booze. That's right, zero proof, zero compromise. Listeners can get 15% off the Recess mocktail sampler at takearecess.com/Kelsey. Each can is lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients like so many stress-balancing adaptogens made with real fruit and only 25 calories or less. It's a guilt-free way to unwind. Whether you're relaxing after work or hanging out with friends, make Recess mocktails your drink between drinks or, like me, your forever mocktail. I am so obsessed with the ginger lime mule and also the grapefruit paloma for spring. It's my favorite goat. to weekend drink. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
Wow, I'm getting good at getting close to the middle every time, but that was a little early.
Really? Well, not if we cut it early.
Fair. We spent a lot of time on housekeeping.
Oh, and no regrets.
No regrets.
Dude, I could talk about ass related illnesses
for a long time. We might get there, but this episode is about
Pride?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say pride, but then you went.
I was trying to make like a gay intro noise. It should have been like, or like something. You were born this way. What's the fucking pride sound if you had to make one?
The fan clacking. The clack, clack, clack.
Clack, 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 clackity,
clack, clack, clack.
Yeah. Okay. Let me try that again. This week we're talking about
clack, 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 clack. Pride! God damn it! We've never been so off in our lives.
You're sounding like a chicken. Clack, clack, clack.
Cock. I sound like a cock.
There you go. Glam cocks. Guess what? We're learning a little bit about pride, and then we're going to play a game that you invented.
There we go. We're back.
Okay, fine. The name Pride didn't catch on until the 1980s, which feels a little late.
I don't understand time at all.
Okay. The original names of gay liberation and gay freedom were meant to inspire LGBTQ plus people to become directly involved with queer activism. Towards the mid-1980s, the militant nature of many organizations began to fizzle out. Mm. We all kind of fucking took a chill pill, a slut pill, if you will.
Yeah.
And the focus shifted from guerrilla activism to forging relationships. The gays started to come in peace.
I feel like us being like really aggressive wasn't the move.
Yeah. They were like, we already hate us. We can't fight hate with hate.
Sure.
Let's put rainbows on everything.
Okay.
So from then on, the term pride was used to express a sense of community and acceptance. But being a gay man in the following countries was or is still illegal, but being a gay woman in these countries was never legal or has never been legalized.
But are women legal in the countries?
Yeah. Oh, good question.
Right.
No, we're about to find out. Being a gay man was illegal in this place till 1967, but being a gay woman was never illegal.
Do they really emphasize that women can be gay but men can't?
I think it was just like an unspoken rule.
I'm going to say
1967. Where?
Egypt.
United Kingdom.
What?
What? I know.
Well, also, oh my God, I wish I had done just a tiny bit of research.
Could be you.
Couldn't be me. I like, guys, I'm busy doing stuff.
He's making the fun games.
That it used to be a mental illness, being gay.
Oh, yeah.
And
same with like women in hysteria.
I think it was in Sweden that everyone called in gay to work.
Ah!
And it was like reversed almost instantly.
That's
like,
hilarious.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh my God, special. They should have said it was like a health condition.
Sure.
I mean, because like a mental illness, they'd be like, you're too fucking bad. Come to work, you depressed bitch.
You're like, well, I'm symptomatic of not being able to do that.
All right. That's really funny. So the United Kingdom, the Queen. Wow. That's, yeah.
Wait, but the Queen is the one who okayed it?
Oh, I have no idea. This place, being a gay man, was illegal until 1998, but being a gay woman was never illegal.
The Galapagos Islands.
Close. It was South Africa.
Okay.
1998. Holy shit.
I'm going to really cut to the chase here. You know, it's still illegal in places.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, 1998 is a long time ago now.
In this place, being a gay man is still illegal. Legislation has been proposed, and the current penalty is 10 years of imprisonment and or hard labor.
Florida.
Close again. It's Jamaica.
I have heard that it's kind of like a homophobic space.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I mean, homophobia is like so absurd. I think it's almost camp at this point.
It's almost okay.
Like, you hate gay people? That's so funny. Like let's why? Go like, yeah, like, what's how going
archaic.
On?
This place is still illegal to be a gay man, and currently the penalty is 2 years in prison, and being a gay woman has been illegal since 2007.
I keep wanting to say, like, this is, you see, and this is where it gets tricky, because I want to say, like, somewhere in the Middle East, but is that, like, bad of me to even
say? No, I think, like, they have a, they're going through a revolution right now of, like, even just women having, being oppressed. So
sure,
like,
okay, you know. So somewhere in the Middle East.
It's actually Singapore.
Really?
Which is crazy, because I feel like, am I crazy to say that the Crazy Rich Asians franchise took place in Singapore? I read the books.
Don't Google it. It's so funny. The buttons are so big, too.
I know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I refuse to answer.
Okay. This last place, being a gay woman is not illegal, but being a gay man is carrying a penalty of 10 years in prison. Same as Japan. Same as Jamaica.
What if it was like Antarctica?
The fucking penguins. They hate the gays.
Yeah.
It's Bangladesh.
Interesting.
Where would you think? To flip it, to put that thing down, flip it and reverse it to a happy stat.
Yeah.
Where would you guess that the largest, what city has holds the Guinness World Record for the largest number of attendees at a Pride event, with a staggering 3 to 5 million people turning up at the event every year?
New York City?
No.
San Francisco?
No.
Los Angeles?
No.
Sydney?
No.
Hold on. Morocco.
Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Oh,
Sao
I didn't Paulo. Know that. I didn't know that.
But you got to think they do Carnival, right?
Yeah, but we do stuff.
Yeah, but they got a lot of gays down there, man.
We got a lot of gays up here.
Not enough.
I agree.
I agree. We got to take our slut pills up here.
Yes.
That was a little bit of fun facts about Pride.
I think it should be illegal for women to be gay, too, in those places.
All right. Fucking, we're dealing with enough. All right. Let us have the right to abortion all the way before you also say stop rubbing our pussies together, prevent pregnancies.
You know, it's not going to abortions. Lesbians.
Zachary, shall we play your game?
Yeah. Okay. So this is perfect for you to play because you are
perfect.
Famously a trisexual, bisexual. You dip your toe in both.
I dip my pussy in everything.
Pools of ink. Calm down. Pools of ink. So this is just gay or straight. I'm going to give you two places and you tell me which one is gay and which one is straight.
Copy.
So Target and Walmart.
I know. Obviously, Walmart's gay as hell.
No, Target's gay.
No, but they're going through that whole anti-pride thing right now.
I mean, if we're just looking at Target and Walmart.
Oh, well then, yeah. I mean, I vote Target every time to be gay, and Walmart's like the South guns.
Wait, but you said that because they reneged on their...
Yeah. Which
I
understand.
In a couple places,
I don't
understand
it. It's to keep the employees safe.
No, fuck them employees.
Fuck the employees!
Honestly, they should give the employees guns. If that side wants to play that game...
Yeah, fair.
Fucking give the employees guns.
I saw a really good tweet that was like, for the side that really was sick of everything being woke... Oh my God, I just threw my crystal across the room. I'm so sorry.
What's that say?
I was about to say something nasty. For the side that was so vocal about everything being canceled, they are canceling a lot of things. And I was like, truth.
Also, they're the snowflakes.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok where it was like, they're so triggered by people existing
that are not
like them.
That's wild.
It's, yeah. Fucking demented.
I love Neil deGrasse Tyson's argument on this, where he's like, anytime he like debates a bigot, they're like, what is trans? Like, they're still just going back to like, what even is a woman? Like, what even is it? And he's like, it doesn't matter because it exists.
Yeah.
And as we continue society, they will exist.
Yeah.
And it's our duty scientifically to live,
yes,
and exist and coexist. Like, that's our duty. And I was like, so factual.
There also needs to be a fucking mind your own business law where it's like, you have to like fucking tell me why you care about this. Because also
they're
the indoctrination thing, this woman's been doing, like, she posts like every child like molestation story in the news, and it's always uncles, old white men.
She's like the white girl with like the Southern Belle accent. Oh, I wish they knew.
Honey, if you want to really worry about kids, let's focus on this. Because, oh, it was Chick-fil-A. Okay, wait. Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out? Which one's gay? Which one's straight?
In-N-Out's gay.
See, I think Chick-fil-A is gay because they're homophobic, and that's a huge part of our...
being gay?
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, fair enough. Chick-fil-A is pretty gay.
Oh, yeah, but this girl was, like, all up in arms because I guess they have a diversity outreach person. And they're like, this is so
shameful. It's not even now about being home. It's just about being not white.
Yeah. Katherine Heigl versus Katherine Hahn.
Oh! Katherine Hahn has to be gay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, she's on the board. Thank God. Oof. I was going to say your straight side is showing.
Yikes.
Marvel versus DC.
Oh, I don't know either. Is that a trick question?
No, it's a very... very factual. All of these are factual.
I don't fucking know.
Based answers.
Which one has Brie Larson?
Marvel.
Then that one is gay.
Yes.
All right.
And also DC has Ezra Miller, whose film is still coming out despite being like
a problematic.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Simpsons versus Family Guy.
Ooh, I want to. Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know.
I'm going to go with Family Guy straight.
Yes.
Yes.
You're right.
And also because you've been on a Simpsons kick lately.
Yeah.
So I just sided with that.
Okay, that's a give. Smithers, though, has been kind of like an out and proud character for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think Simpsons treats queer characters with a little bit more respect than Family Guy does.
That checks out.
Bros versus Megan.
Meg is the gayest fucking thing of all time. Bros could never.
A doll that kills people.
It's so gay.
Every little gay boy's dream.
Yeah.
Brittany versus Christina.
Oh my God, don't do this to me. Oh, fuck me. I don't win in this one. I'm going to say Christina gay.
No.
Because she performed at Pride last year.
We don't care.
Oh my God, is Brittany gay?
Brittany's gay.
All right, fine.
Man, I really thought you would get that one. Xtina was close. Like, Xtina is Britney Spears for straight people.
Oh, see, I would almost argue the opposite.
Really?
Like, straight girls. I guess you're also thinking in terms of gay men versus I'm thinking of, like, straight girls versus gay girls are listening to Xtina. It's a little more dirty. And she performed at Pride last year.
She almost had us with dirty.
Okay. And those chaps? Those leather chaps?
Wanna get dirty. She basically had dreads. Her hair was so, like, ratted or whatever. Hulu versus Netflix.
Hulu's gay.
I think Netflix is gay.
What?
No ads. We don't have the time.
We don't have the ads.
And I feel like there's more dicks in Netflix.
Okay.
And this is a spoiler, but they're giving me my own radio show.
Yes. Oh, my God. We can't wait.
And then the last one, farts versus burps.
Farts are gay.
Yes, they are.
In the butt.
Yes.
Yeah, that checks out.
I like to think that we have a constant dialogue with our asses.
Oh, man. That checks out.
And that's like the butt kind of like.
That's a different kind of ass smell. Sounds like a dolphin. Honestly, I got like 50% right, which is my buy showing.
Yeah, dude, you literally got half of them right.
Hell yeah. That was a fun game.
Right? That was like, that was fun.
Wait, what did we say it was? Clackety clack. Clackety clack. Clack, clack, clack. Do you want to go to Target with me after this to go get
Pride stuff? I do. I want to return
some for Hippo.
Yeah.
Okay, great. This is kind of crazy.
I mean, that at least is kind of a crazy sound.
We didn't do a Dating No Filter one. I forgot. Okay. So the last few episodes, if you're just joining now, you're going to be like, what are you talking about? But the last two or three episodes, we had a writer write in about being open and poly and dating multiple people at once. She didn't know how to tell her mother. Then last week she wrote in about finding out that one of the partners was on the sex offendery list and we gave advice.
Yes.
Well, someone else wrote in with advice for that person.
Were they yelling at us?
No.
Okay, good.
They are a licensed therapist who works specifically in reformed offenders world.
So and they therapize reformed offenders?
Yes. So I want to read their email as like a continuation of this crazy story we've been kind of following along. Longtime fan of both things you do. Thank you for creating content that is both meaningful and hilarious. Aw. I was listening to last week's episode and wanted to respectfully chime in on the email update about the sex offender given my clinical experience with this population. And actually, my documentary kind of like the one I did about restorative justice kind of ties into this. But
what's the deal with that? What's going on with that?
I can't say yet, but guys,
but good stuff.
I'm going to have something on television. My documentary is going to be on television. I'm very excited. We'll talk off that.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm a licensed therapist and I have in the past worked at the forensic sex offender population directly in a rehabilitative role. Well, I would hope that there are parameters in place regarding the individual who offended being linked with a therapist and possibly some degree of community supervision if their texts are reviewed. Because remember, they said that their texts were being reviewed.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they found out.
Yeah.
The biggest red flag I noticed was the listener who wrote in with the update has to learn of their partner's sex offender history and status from a registry, not from the offender directly.
Yeah.
From my own work with the forensic community, I absolutely want to empathize that disclosing status is a source of shame for many offenders, but that without acknowledgement of their history of dating sexual partners, they may be put in situations where reoffending risk increases. Ooh. Unfortunately, lies and secrets are a significant behavioral pattern of sexual predatory behavior, and I'm concerned this person who has the offense history never disclosed it to your listener. Offenders typically minimize their offending patterns. For example, may only show up to what is legally documented, not the full scope of the offending behavior. I would be wary that whatever the context the offender gave your listener is the full story for this reason. Also, viewing child abuse images, the current term for what has been previously called child porn. Oh, that's good to know.
Child abuse images?
Yeah. That's a good switch. Thank you.
CAI.
Yeah. Is usually considered by offenders to not be, quote, that bad, quote, due to no hands-on victims, further minimizing and denying the offense severity.
If we're like, it's ranking just looking, it. Yeah.
However, this behavior can lead to either hands-on victims in the future or if the predator escalates. Even if that doesn't happen, when offenders view these images, it can further create the demand for more child abuse images to be created, ergo more sexual abuse and sex trafficking risks. There are no innocent individuals to allow for the creation of these images.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
Can we use AI to make CAI?
Of course.
And that's like, that becomes
its own.
But that's like victimless, isn't it?
No, because what they're saying is it further creates the demand for it.
But AI, I'm saying, takes out, because if we're treating people with that issue as like a mental illness, I guess.
Oh, so you're saying like do this because like, it's not
give
real.
Them AI.
I can't imagine though that's like the same. I guess.
Oh,
it's,
they want to see real.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, if anyone else
knows anything about this.
Sorry.
Another concern that went through my mind clinically, if this listener had directly been offended against in the past or even knew someone who has, this lack of knowing consent to engage in sexual behavior with an offender could be, again, re-traumatizing. While I won't belabor the hypotheticals, I just want to convey that this is an incredibly delicate subject matter, and I would urge your listener not to disregard all the red flags already identified, including the offender hiding their status. I agree with both Kelsey and Zach's advice, yes, to let go of the relationship and focus on the other ones available to your listener.
Yes.
But if this person does continue seeing the offender, I would strongly recommend it be only on the condition that the listener and offender meet with the offender's therapist directly. If the offender balks at this suggestion, it may be because the offender does not want more of the truth to be revealed, which would be another red flag. I know this was a lengthy and unsolicited email, but I felt the pull in my heart to write in and provide a bit of psychoeducation on this topic with the hope that it helps to mystify a bit and in the hopes that the information could be useful to your listener. Warmly, A.
What an eloquent email.
I love that person listens to this podcast.
Same.
Because smart,
even with me on it.
Especially with you on it. Smart, caring, educated. Like, how kind of you to write in, because that is, we really didn't know what to say with that subject matter.
I mean, it's a heavy one because like at a time, like everyone's like mental health is on the line when they engage with like another person, but like your physical health is then on the line
big time.
In a weird, like it's a big gamble.
Yeah.
But I will say the thing that struck me the hardest was that like they're avoiding telling the truth fully. And it's like, just in general, if you're struggling with something, I think you should like try to conquer it within yourself first.
Yeah.
So you feel comfortable being your genuine self, whether that be about a sordid past or like, I don't know, debt or like whatever the thing is that like plagues you, like, I don't know, kind of get it out there.
Yeah. I also think there's not enough vocal representatives of rehabilitated offenders.
Totally.
Like if more people spoke out and said like, God, my brain was in this state and I was in this age and like this is what I was thinking and like we could actually understand it and like show that rehabilitation is available, because we think it's such a label of like,
this is your thing.
Black label. Yeah, restorative. Like blacklisted. Restorative justice is something I'm very passionate about. And I can't wait to share the news about what's happening with that documentary I made last year. You guys will actually get to watch it, and I'm so proud, and I can't wait for everybody to see it.
How many ass-based diseases are in it?
Not enough.
Not enough.
No. I'm this episode was a wide variety.
Yeah, we really hit all the bases, all the food groups.
Most importantly, I got to know, what are you doing to celebrate Pride this month?
I mean, I'm doing all those stand-up shows.
Yeah.
So that feels very, like...
prideful.
Yeah, like, giving a gay person a microphone is one of the bravest things anyone can do.
That's a good bit.
Yeah, totally. I got so dirty with them last night.
Ooh.
And I think I found the name of, like, the tour.
Uh-huh.
And, like, maybe the first, like, album.
Are you going to tell us? No, you got to say
I won't. I'll tell you later.
Off thread. Okay. But, how exciting.
But, yeah, being gay, I would say I was going to suck a dick, but honestly...
Not with throat gonorrhea.
It's reframed my whole perception.
Did you hook up with anyone between that person and...
No.
Okay, so you didn't have to send the text out.
No.
See, I had to tell Sir, like, hey, there's a chance this might be something.
Yeah, but that's not the first time you guys have had a text conversation
not at
so,
all. Yeah.
And that's like, that is like, that is
the territory.
The deal with the devil that we make. Like, yeah, to have the bomb ass fulfilling lives we live, we might have to get a shot in the ass once in a while.
And some would actually say my ass is a literal bomb.
Dude.
We got to figure out what's going on.
TSA better pick it up on its next scanner.
Ah!
Be like, what the fuck are you bringing into our country, ma'am?
He came from New Zealand, right? He for sure. But I got to say, he couldn't have been nicer about it. He was actually like, I probably brought something on the plane. I was traveling so much. Well, my immune system's really run down.
That's a fucking zombie movie right there.
Yeah.
Like, you're infected now.
But like, make it gay.
Yes.
I would love.
What if kiwi started coming out of your butthole?
Oh, delicious.
Okay.
Are you kidding? That's the dream. Okay, are we done? That was too much. That was a little too much. Too
ass
far.
Kiwis.
Happy Pride, confidants. Tell us in the comments below what you're doing for Pride. I myself will be at LA Pride in a week in change.
I'll be at West Hollywood Pride, the better Pride.
This will already have come out.
Yesterday. I'll be there yesterday.
Yeah. Come to LA Pride.
You're welcome.
Okay. So if you see us there, come, please take a picture. Also, don't forget to order your Confident Bottom stickers. There's no better way to support Pride and gay people than buy a Confident Bottom sticker.
Bye,
we're also going to make Slut Pills stickers today.
Did you take your Slut Pills?
Love you guys.
Love
see you next week.